It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Morneau with KRWG News. The fall in world oil prices is threatening to reverse state budget surpluses that have allowed New Mexico to make major new investments. New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham vetoed hundreds of local roadway projects in response to uncertainty over oil markets and the new coronavirus. The state government relies on the oil sector for more than a third of its annual general fund income. Concern over the coronavirus is leading some groups to temporarily cancel events. That includes the Las Cruces Academy for Learning and Retirement. Its presentation scheduled for Wednesday at the Good Samaritan Center, Las Cruces Village, has been canceled until further notice. On the Tuesday Health Watch, coronavirus and what you can do to protect yourself. The virus usually begins with flu-like symptoms, but how can you differentiate the flu from the COVID-19 virus? KERA's Sam Baker got some answers from Dr. Nikhil Bayani, an infectious disease specialist with Texas Health Resources.
When you have viruses that cause flu-like symptoms, you cannot differentiate the two just based on the symptoms that occur.
It really takes, a lab test?
To differentiate the two.
So since the symptoms are so similar, if you should begin to say, develop a fever and or a cough, should you worry?
If symptoms start worsening, difficulty breathing, dizziness, then definitely that's when you want to go seek healthcare. Yeah. Otherwise, keep away from the masses because you don't want to be exposing other people to your supposed illness.
And is there anything specific that you should take?
Just normal, stay home, get some rest, take ibuprofen or Tylenol as needed for fevers, plenty of fluids, and of course, nutrition is important.
Who's most at danger from COVID-19?
Looking at the majority of deaths that have occurred, mostly the elderly population and also those people who have other chronic illnesses, mm-hmm. like diabetes, congestive heart failure, chronic lung disease, liver disease, kidney disease.
Initially, cases were thought to be linked to personal contact with someone who had traveled to China or some country that had been a hotspot for coronavirus or COVID-19, but viruses don't always behave in that organized a fashion, I'm guessing.
Not necessarily. Now we're learning that it can spread through community. You don't even need to have travel.
Really, I'm asking about just viruses in general.
Right.
Do we have, even today, for all of the study that there's been of viruses, do we still have a direct knowledge of how they actually spread?
They can be transmitted, of course, through touching something. Right now, if I sneeze right here, if you're in proximity of 6 feet of me for at least more than 2 minutes, you definitely are exposed.
And how that person came in contact with that virus could be all sorts of ways.
Could be travel, or were they exposed to somebody in their household who had recent travel and was ill? The illness can vary. Some people can have just a mild cough, some fever. They get over it, but still, they can be contagious. And there are some sporadic cases reported outside the United States of folks who have no symptoms who are spreading the virus too.
Is it mainly a case of person-to-person contact?
So there is always that concern that how long can the virus stay on an inanimate object? Mm-hmm. And just recently in one of the hospital infection journals I was reading, the studies showed that the virus can stay on inanimate objects for up to 9 days, mm-hmm. especially a glass and plastic.
So as for what you can do to protect yourself...
Wash your hands under warm water with anti-germicidal soap for at least 20 seconds.
In the event that you've come in contact with the virus, washing your hands would get rid of it?
You're probably at least reducing the viral organisms that are on your hands. The alcohol-based hand sanitizers, they always list, kills 99.9% of bacteria and viruses. We did a study when I was in postgraduate training. We split half the room. We all touched the same surface for the same amount of time. Half the room underwent hand washing for 25 seconds, the way I described. The other half of the room used alcohol-based hand sanitizers. After we were done with doing our thing, each of us plated our fingers on a petri dish to see who had the most growth of bacteria.
Courageous group.
Turns out the hand sanitizer group won.
And I understand you need to have at least a certain amount of alcohol in the hand sanitizer for it to be effective.
At least 60 to 70% ethyl alcohol.
Face masks, how effective are they?
Where we recommend face masks are mainly for healthcare providers taking care of patients suspected for the novel coronavirus. You know, and of course you do see people who are traveling in large public places usually put on a mask if you're coughing to protect others from you.
So if you are not ill, as far as you know, in any way, then that mask is really not serving any purpose.
It really is not.
So overall, is there a reason for people to be worried about this?
I wouldn't say so much worried, but just being aware. Know your limitations. If you have underlying health conditions, and those who have underlying chronic lung disease, asthmatics, COPDers, folks who have what we call pulmonary fibrosis, needing oxygen, you definitely want to limit your interactions.
Dr. Bayani, thank you for being with me.
Oh, thank you so much.